I don't mean to make this the Mackinac Center for Public Policy half hour, but we have another person on from there. James Holman has been with us before, and he's on the other end of our line. Hi, James.
Hi, Tony.
Thanks for being with us. You wrote an interesting piece talking about Indiana manufacturing. I had heard over the last couple of years how Indiana, due to the efforts of their new governor and others, have really become the taken the forefront lead, if you will, when it comes to manufacturing around the Midwest. Tell me about this story.
Well, despite the loss of jobs in manufacturing around the country, manufacturing is very much alive throughout all of the United States. We're just able to produce a lot more things with less due to increased productivity, management, of course, automation. And Indiana has been the most concentrated manufacturing state in the nation. It has been for over a decade now. They currently 13.1% of their jobs are in manufacturing, and that is the greatest concentration around. And so whether it's due to the governor's efforts, it's probably not the case, because it has been that way for the past decade, but he's certainly done a lot to improve the overall business environment. Now, Michigan was also one of the top 10 for manufacturing. In 2000, we were ranked third, just behind Indiana and Wisconsin. But it's been a very tough decade for manufacturing in Michigan, and we're down to sixth, being passed by Arkansas and Ohio, as well as Iowa.
What made Indiana number one, Wisconsin number two?
Well, the economic shadows of our past extend well to the present, and probably to the future too. I mean, if you look, the greatest determinant for what your economy is going to look like tomorrow is what it looks like today. And Indiana has been a manufacturing state for a long time. Now, things do change, and they can change gradually over time. I mean, we have this manufacturing belt. It's very present in our minds. It goes from, upstate New York to Pennsylvania to Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. But that's really not the case anymore. A lot of the states, except for Indiana, have fallen down on the rankings. New York is in the bottom 10 for manufacturing. Illinois is stuck in the middle of the pack. But Michigan is still one of those states now in New York's case. There are a lot of things that kind of came up to replace manufacturing. It hasn't been so much the case in Michigan. Everything across the board is down, manufacturing included.
James Holman's piece is in the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. It's at the website mackinac.org. James Holman is the author. Thanks so much, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Tony.